Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Postmates.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Our colleague Nihal Tusi scooped this morning that while former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson promised a leaner State Department, he spent around $12 million on private consultants who at times billed more than $300 an hour. Most of that money has gone to Deloitte as part of a pre-existing federal contract whose ceiling was lifted to $265 million. As many as 90 consultants worked on the project, she reports.
The Washington Post lays out Trump's reality check moment, with Trump finding out that his campaign promises are much more complicated in reality. Ben White and Nancy Cook, meanwhile, report that Trump's new NEC advisor, Larry Kudlow, tried to tamp down Trump's trade war on day three of his new gig, going on TV defending the president's proposed tariffs. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the tariff fight has moved into an intense negotiation period, and that it doesn't appear the White House will back down anytime soon.
Nancy Cook has a piece this morning that is very this town, focused on Trump's dinner diplomacy. He is ramping up the number of private dinners he partakes in, while withdrawing from the types of public events that were standard for his predecessors. CNBC is reporting that John Bolton is running into potential ethics issues ahead of becoming Trump's national security advisor.
Another day, another bad news cycle for Scott Pruitt. But before we get into the slew of stories, here's a thought. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt defenders keep saying that Trump won't get rid of him because he's following through on promises and enacting policies that Trump likes. He's rolled back a raft of Obama-era regulations. Well, duh. Any Republican EPA administrator can and would do the same thing. The idea that Pruitt has some unique power that others don't isn't reality.
CNN is reporting that the EPA's top ethics official says he did not have all the facts about Pruitt leasing an apartment from a lobbyist in his earlier analysis of whether it broke the federal gift rule. Meanwhile, our colleagues Emily Holden, Alex Guillen, and Andrew Restuccia detail how Pruitt and his allies have launched a campaign to save his job, including doing interviews with friendly news organizations. The Daily Beast reports that Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly told Pruitt that the scandals need to stop.
On the investigations front, Reuters is reporting that the judge tore into Paul Manafort's civil case against Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Manafort had argued that Mueller should be reined in, while CNN is reporting that Mueller's team is questioning Russian oligarchs who have traveled to the U.S., asking about whether they directed money directly or indirectly to Trump's presidential campaign and inauguration. And the New York Times is reporting that George Nader, who has connections to the UAE, also has connections to Russia and is cooperating with Mueller's investigation.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will travel to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, to hold a tax reform roundtable in the 2 o'clock hour. He'll then return to the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.